I had been driving out in the country for almost an hour when I came upon a sign that read Craggy Hope. The name itself sounded to me like it should be a place with just a sliver of light, like a speck of hope peeking through gray and lifeless rock. What was stunning as I crested the hill was how the scene in front of me mirrored the image the words were conjuring in my head. It was a cold day, and the land was full gray from the exposed limestone that made it poor country for farming. There were three old buzzards sitting in a barren hackberry tree on my left. In a cabin by the road had a worn-out rebel flag hanging from the clothesline near a bunch of trash and old tires. Across the road was a fenced-in field with just one sheep standing there, looking abandoned and alone. I couldn't help thinking about the gospel where Jesus left the 99 sheep to go find the one. It seemed from my vantage point that Jesus could have easily forgotten about this one forsaken sheep. I stopped the car and took it all in. I started thinking about how many people look like that sheep to me. People I had seen on the streets, or in jail, or even the back corner of a church, almost daring someone to offer him a hand. I have always been drawn to the single sheep. It calls me in and it scares me to death. I think that this is the place where we realize that Jesus seeks us out, but is also the place of true loneliness, where we feel forsaken. I hate that place, but I cannot turn away from it. It's closer to home than I want to admit. Maybe the places that embody our fears and make the hair stick up on the backs of our necks are the ones to seek. Maybe, instead of dwelling in beautiful and safe chapels, more of us ought to drive until we get lost and the landscape looks abandoned and we feel what it is to be alone. Maybe then we'll know how wonderful it is to even have a small sliver of light slip through the rocks and light a path wide enough for a lost sheep to follow.